Welcome everyone to TubaCast episode 16. I am your host Christopher, and with me is my beautiful and charming co-host Sarah.
Ha! Hey, no, check it. Howdy.
So Sarah, do you have any weekly news that you'd like to share?
I have to think about it.
Well.
Well, what?
Okay, well, while you're thinking, this week I picked up a few small illustration jobs, and I'll be doing a weekly illustration for a website. I'll probably talk more about that on the next podcast because we haven't quite started it, so that's pretty exciting.
How exciting.
And I heard a great joke about artists.
Ah!
What? So a mugger approached an artist and said, "Give me your money or your life." And the artist said, "Well, I'm an artist, and I don't have any money, and I don't have any life." Burned.
Well, yeah, that's funny, but I actually told you that joke, and it was geared, actually the career was social worker, not artist, but I guess both could apply.
Yeah, both could apply.
Either way, we're poor.
Poor and have no lives. We have lives, but they're not as social as other people.
It's all work, work, work?
It's all work, work, work. Did you think of any weekly news?
Nothing in particular. I'll just keep that to myself. This time.
Okay, awesome. So tonight, we are going to talk about pets. Pet stories, pets we've had, interesting stories. This should be pretty fun. So I thought we'd kind of go chronological, like, you know, your first pets and up to the ones we have now. So do you want to start?
My first pet would start at 3 months. Do you really want to go for 33 years?
Could you go fast? I've only had two.
Oh, boy.
We take care of ours. They last a long time. Just kidding. Okay, well, I'll start. My first pet was a dog that we got in Indiana named Popcorn.
How old were you?
I was, I don't know, 10. And we got him from the pound, and we had him. He's pretty young. I think we had him maybe a year, year and a half. But in Indiana where we lived, there were no fences, so we had to keep him tied up all the time. So he couldn't run around. So it's kind of hard to play with the dog when he's tied up. Plus, in the 80s, there was so much on TV and toys and everything. So we didn't play with him a whole lot. Felt kind of bad about it. One time, the neighbor ran over him right before we got home from school, which was traumatic because he was in the garage. Blood was everywhere. But he was okay. They fixed his leg and everything. And he could never sit right. His leg wouldn't bend anymore. It always stuck out kind of funny. But then when we moved to Texas, we had to take him back to the pound because we didn't bring him with us. That was my first dog, Popcorn.
It's a sad story.
Yeah, and behind our house in Indiana was a wood, we called it the woods, like a forested area that we would go out and play in. And one time, Popcorn got out and ran out in the woods and found a den of baby rabbits and brought the baby rabbits back into the front yard and was eating them. And they were alive. And he could hear this. And he walked out and just tearing their heads off. It was disturbing. And we were like, "Where did he get that baby rabbit?" So we waited and we followed him. He went back out and we followed him to the den. So
it's a really sad story.
Yeah. That was our first dog, Popcorn. What about you? What do you got?
Like I said, my first pet was when I was 3 months of age.
That's kind of young to have a pet.
Yep. I had pets my whole life. But yeah, it was a kitty cat. I remember it.
You remember it 3 months.
No.
But wow.
I've seen pictures.
You got magic
powers. Anyway, no. I've always had pets. Well, a lot. So, but first, talking about first pets, I guess that would be my cat.
What's the first one you remember?
I kind of remember when I was 5, I guess, that we had a dog. I know we had a cat, big cat named Joshua.
Joshua?
We had, I think it was a wiener dog. I was real young then. I was under 5 then. Named Frito. Frito.
Frito, like the chips.
Yes, Frito. I was little then. But yeah, we always had pets growing up. Cats, dogs, rabbits.
You had rabbits? Did you eat them?
The first rabbits we had, we didn't.
Oh, but after that, you ate them? Wow.
That was a traumatic childhood memory.
Did you eat your dogs and cats, too?
No, I remember when I was younger, we had rabbits. We all had our pet rabbits, me and my brothers, and yeah, they were little family pets.
Did y'all live like on a farm or something?
No, we lived out in the country.
We lived in an apartment.
But then later on, when I was older, we lived out in the country, and my parents raised some rabbits. They were the white rabbits with those red
to sell
eyes. They were like albino rabbits.
Why'd they raise them?
Well, they didn't really raise. Well, I guess they did.
But as pets or to
no, sell? Not really as pets. They killed them. Yeah. I remember them. Yeah. Yeah.
So y'all had a lot of rabbit?
No. Not a lot. I just remember eating a few times, I think.
So you like rabbit sandwiches at school? rabbit ear stew?
That was the country life.
Gross, man.
Yeah, we always had pets. Lots of dogs.
You ever have like a hamster?
No.
Or a gerbil? Or
later on, when I was in high school, my youngest brother had like a guinea pig. A guinea pig.
Didn't your other brother have a
guinea pig, an iguana, a hedgehog.
That's right. Didn't he have those sugar gliders too?
I don't think he had sugar gliders. Don't remember sugar gliders.
One time, let's see, I guess maybe 8th grade or 7th grade, my brother Matthew had a, what's the little one, a gerbil. And he had it in his cage, and it got out one morning, I guess, and it was loose, and no one knew about it. And all I remember is I kind of woke up, and I closed my eye, I saw this thing run by on the floor. And I was like, what the heck is that? And I kind of woke up a little more, and it ran by again, and it freaked me out. And it was this little gerbil that got loose, or hamster, whatever it was. But he used to put it in one of those little rolly balls, and it'd run around, bounce off the walls and stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, had lots of... lots of dogs. Had an Airedale one time.
What's an Airedale?
It's a big dog.
Sounds like a car.
It's a big dog.
What's it look like?
I don't remember. Brown, black,
brown,
tall.
Big brown dog.
Short hair. It was a good dog. Had an old English sheepdog at one point. I think his name was Phosphor Schloss. Probably not saying it right, but it was like a German.
What is that?
I don't even remember now, but it was a German name. We got him from a friend that I went
Germans,
to school with. But it,
long live the Nazis or something?
I don't remember.
You don't even know?
I don't remember now.
Down with the Americans.
Had lots of Cocker Spaniels.
Yeah, I used to have that one, Scrappy.
Scrappy. Yeah.
And y'all got another one, too, after Scrappy.
They had Brittany. But way back before, even when I don't remember
how old I was. Lot of pets, huh?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I remember.
It's like a Petco over there.
We didn't have a lot of pets at one time. We just had different pets
you
throughout
sound
the
like
years.
Like those cat like people.
We didn't have like 1,000 dogs.
I had a Boxer Schloss and an Airedale. And
we usually had one dog at a time.
And some rabbits that we ate. And an iguana and a hedgehog.
No. But yeah, we had this one Cocker Spaniel my mom got from the Humane Society. His name was Rusty. But he turned out to be really crazy. They think he was actually fed gunpowder when he was a puppy because he was literally crazy.
How did they deduce that?
I don't remember. I was young. I just remember them saying he.
I mean, how would they even know that?
I don't.
Was it in a system or something?
Yeah, I think he bit one of my brothers, and then anytime you turn the vacuum cleaner on, he'd go crazy. So we had to take him back.
Well, I mean, Ariana does that. We didn't feed her gunpowder.
No, we had to take him back. And
I have to look into that. That sounds weird.
Then, so.
I mean, how did they know it was gunpowder and not some other kind of chemical?
Or I don't
like,
remember.
You know, like Drano.
I don't remember all the details. I just remember them saying they deduced that he had been fed maybe gunpowder when he was a puppy.
Where'd you grow up?
This was the Humane Society. This was in Victoria. Anyway, and then took him back, and then they gave my mom a black Cocker Spaniel named Ebony. Remember that? It was a real sweet dog, but it kept walking, and it would run into the building and houses and stuff. And
what do you mean run into them?
It would literally just walk into things.
Like it's blind?
Yeah, so we took it back. It turned out it was blind.
Maybe he had gunpowder, too. Maybe there's some crazy person working at that Humane Society using all this dog.
Yeah, so then we got Mike the Cocker Spaniel from the Humane Society.
The same Humane Society or different? Maybe she
same
go to a different
Humane Society.
So,
and he moved with us from Texas to Florida, but when we lived in Florida, when we first moved there, we had to live in an apartment, and we were on the second floor. So I guess my parents would put him out on the balcony when we had to leave for the day for school and work, and he learned how to jump off the balcony. But, like,
why
he was fine.
Why would you have a dog in an apartment? That's
well, he moved with us from Texas.
Cool.
We didn't get rid of our dog because we moved.
Really? What happened to all the other dogs and the foster slosses and the...
Anyway, he learned, the main point of the story is he learned to jump on the second story, and he was fine.
Wow.
Yeah, he did a couple times.
That's cool that he could jump from the balcony and be free.
Second floor.
Oh, man. Okay, well, let's see. What else? Is that about time when Augie came in?
No.
You got more?
Gee, I was Rich. Only 11 at that time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Petco.
Yeah.
After the Amazing Flying Dog, what's next?
I don't remember all of them.
Oh my gosh. What's wrong with y'all? Why'd you have so many? What happened to
them? We always had a pet.
Where'd they go? They're supposed to live like 15 years. You should have only had 3 your whole life, not 50.
Well, I told you, a lot of them didn't work out. We had to take them back to the Humane Society because they had been fed gunpowder.
Wow, that's kind of a coincidence that you keep getting all these crazy dogs. Maybe I should go back to rabbits.
So let's talk about, how about we talk about our pets since we've been...
The first pet we had was Augie.
Augie doggy.
Which you got out of the paper when we moved to Austin. And the added paper said little red dog, right?
Yeah.
And we picked him up. And he was awesome. He had a lot of personality. If you try to walk him with his leash, he wouldn't walk with you. He would try to pull you. And the whole time he'd choke it.
He would start snorting like a pig.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a big dog trying to pull it. He was a little dog. He was like part wiener dog and something we didn't know. He had a lot of hair, but he was little.
Yeah, he was a cutie pie.
He had very expressive eyes. And like whenever... could really read like your emotions, I guess. Yeah, because if you know you're feeling down or whatever, yeah, he would just look at you with his little eyes. He was a sweet dog.
Yeah, whenever I would go to school or to work and Sarah's still sleeping, as soon as I left the bed, he would jump up and take my spot.
Put his head on the pillow and everything. Yeah, he laid on his back.
He laid on his back like a human with his head on the pillow.
Yeah, that's how he slept.
I remember we moved to our second apartment. It was the second floor, and we're trying to move everything in, so we kind of threw everything out on the balcony. And he went out there and climbed on all the boxes and furniture and got on the rail of the balcony and was walking on the rail. And we were like, where's Augie? And we looked out the window and he was walking on the rail. Like, oh my gosh! Remember we used to keep the dog food outside on the balcony?
Second floor, yeah.
On the second floor, and that one night we heard something, and a raccoon had crawled up the brick side and was trying to get into the dog food.
Yeah, I remember that. It was a huge raccoon.
Yeah, we had the flashlight. And he was just looking at us.
And then he climbed off our little patio.
And then he climbed back down. That was funny.
Another story with Augie was the time he knocked all his teeth out. Mm-hmm. You were visiting your brother who lived across the street in another apartment complex.
Yeah, we were having dinner and a movie where we would watch a movie and then have dinner that was themed off of that movie. Like we watched, I don't know, but like for instance, a spaghetti western and we'd have spaghetti, you know, something like that.
One night we had soul night.
Yeah, we watched a blaxploitation movie and then had like soul food.
Yeah, anyway, you were over there visiting and I stayed home that night and I was out walking him.
And he tried to jump up on a
brick wall.
And he couldn't make it.
No, busted his teeth and then we spent the rest of the night at Doggy ER. Yeah, and they had to probe him.
They had to do his temperature and his bottom and his eyes got real big looking at us like, what the heck? And then we had to take all his teeth out because they were rotten or something.
Yeah, and he was only a few years old, they estimated. But yeah, for some reason, his teeth were real bad. So we had them all removed except for 3.
Yeah. And we got a little cat that was wild.
It was a schizo cat.
But they would lay together and love on each other like little buddies. Mm-hmm. But we had to get rid of her because she was scratching and crazy.
Tearing up carpet. And yeah, she was crazy.
And then that was it for a while because then we moved here. What was the first one we got, Toby? No, we got the...
Buddy.
Buddy, which was a big lab. But
very sweet dog, but he wouldn't stay in the fence.
He was great with Ariana, yeah. Turns out he was getting out during the day and would come back and crawl under the fence before we got home. So we never knew he was out during the day. And I guess he was doing it for like 2 weeks until all these shoes started showing up in our yard. And then our neighbor was...
saying their dog pillows were missing, shoes were missing.
But one good thing, we met our neighbor. They're real nice. But apparently our dog was getting out all day, running around, visiting other dogs and playing with the neighbor's dogs.
Yeah, towards the end I came home one day and he was chained to one of the trees in the front yard with a water bowl next to him. And our neighbor said, yeah, they had chained him there because he kept getting out and
The dog catcher caught him one time.
Dog catcher was by.
Had to go bail him out.
And he got sprayed by the skunk.
Yes, yeah. We
ended up by the highway, even though we live a few miles from the highway.
Yeah. Then, so we had to give him back because he just kept getting out. We couldn't contain him. And then we got Toby, which was a little...
annoying little wiener dog.
A little wiener dog, but he was good with Ariana too. But what was the deal? He kept getting under your feet.
He was always jumping on you.
Yeah, his little wiener dog kind of do that.
jumping, barking all the time. We had the neighbors shooting at us at 3 in the morning one night.
Oh, yeah. That one morning he got cornered some kind of animal under the house. Our house is on a pier and beam, so it's raised up off the ground like a foot and a half. And he got something under the house, and he wouldn't come out. And it was like
3 in the morning.
3 in the morning, and he was just barking.
For over an hour.
Barking for an hour. And I couldn't get him out. I was trying to spray the water hose under the house. I mean, I didn't want to crawl under after. I didn't know what he had under there. Finally, he came out, and at that same
after
time,
the neighbor shot the gun.
Well, a neighbor came out and shot a gun on the other side of the street. And I don't know if he was, mad because the dog was barking, or he was trying to scare away a coyote or something. I don't know. It was kind of weird.
Weird coincidence. I think it was because of the dog.
I don't know.
No, because it wasn't like a regular little bark. It was like nonstop, just crazy barking for an
hour. Yeah, but the more I think about it, because some of the other dogs, I hear dogs over there barking a lot, and I don't hear anybody shoot guns.
Well, it's not like a rough, rough, like every few minutes. It was like, ah, for like a solid hour.
Maybe.
Like loud.
But the more I think about it, that house that the guy shot the gun is the cop, so I don't know. I think
it was a few houses down from him. The cop didn't shoot.
And so we had to give him back because it tripping up Ariana when she's coming down the steps. So that's not cool.
Yeah, we tried the training and whole thing with the crate and everything. Yeah, also, every time we let him in the house, he'd pee. And remember that?
So Sarah cannot do without an animal. So then we got, what was the next one? The one we got now? Stinky?
No, we kind of foster parented the little chocolate lab puppy, and it was very sweet.
I don't remember that one.
But I was pregnant, and then I had to go on bed rest and stuff.
Oh,
so
yeah, we fostered
so
for
we
a
didn't
month,
keep
maybe,
it. Yeah, a month, but it was a real sweet dog. Yeah, I would like to have kept it, but we were just fostering that one.
So he went bye-bye, and then, geez, now we got Stinky.
Chewy.
I call him Stinky because he stinks. But didn't we talk about him on a podcast already?
Yeah, we talked about all these, buddy.
Yeah, so now we got Chewy, who's a Pekingese.
Pekingese.
And Ariana loves him, but he stinks, so we never let him in the house.
We bathe him, and he'll smell good for a while, but then he goes out.
As soon as he goes outside, it's like stink city.
But yeah, he's crate trained now, so he's doing better than the other dogs.
Yeah, he's all right. But do you ever have any birds?
Yeah, we always usually had like a parakeet. I can't remember his name now, but we had a little parakeet and he'd whistle and he lived a long time. And then one night we were having dinner and we looked over and he fell over and he was dead on the bottom.
Wow.
He had like a heart attack, yeah.
What about?
Rex. Rex the parakeet.
Rex. We had a parakeet too. I forgot his name. For a couple of them when we lived in Victoria. And then I think right before I moved out, my parents got a lovebird or something. But that's it. We never had mice or rats or lizards or anything.
I had mice for a semester in high school when I was a senior. It's part of my one of my science projects.
What was that?
We had mice. I don't
what was the project?
Remember that. Mine was
you have to weigh them or something.
Yeah, I did mine. This was a suggestion. I was working at a pharmacy all through high school, and anyway, when the pharmacist suggested this, but that was when chromium picolinate had come out, and it was supposed to be this weight loss miracle and all
so
this. So it was a big, so I was supposed to be giving, my control
picolinate?
Group chromium picolinate.
Picolinate?
Yeah, from what I remember.
Picolinate? Chromium picolinate?
So yeah, I gave.
It's called picolinate? Doesn't sound right. What'd you say?
I said, from what I remember, it's chromium picolinate.
Picolinate?
From what I remember. But let's stress that point. Okay, anyway. The point is, I had all these mice in a big cage.
I remember you weighing them.
Yeah, in the garage. My parents hated it because it smelled so bad.
Yeah.
I can't describe the smell of mice. They weren't rats. They were little white lab mice.
They smell like dirty fur.
I don't know what the smell is, but But anyway, so I had to. I had my one group that I'd give the chromium picolinate to, and the other not. Picolinate, whatever.
Was it? Picolinate. So what were the results?
The results were that
it was a wash, and so you did a volcano.
The mice that Took the chromium. This is so stupid.
Did they lose weight or not?
Well, some did, but some didn't. I don't think it had anything to do with the medicine. So
the ones that lost weight are the ones you didn't feed?
They all ate. But they ate each other. That was the scary part.
What?
No. They would eat each other's. And Cricola one of them
makes you eat your
No. The mice would fight and they would eat each other. You don't remember that? And one of them ate the other and it was ripping. I walked out and it was ripping like the little backbone or whatever out of the little mice.
What the heck?
Yeah.
I don't want to take that.
They were
stuff.
Like cannibal mice.
Well, I guess maybe you overdosed them on the Cricola and ate.
Yeah. But yeah. So my parents were too happy because it smelled.
So did you take out their dead bodies to the science fair and be like, if you feed mice chromium picolinate, they'll turn into cannibals?
No, I should have, but I didn't include that in my study that they attacked each other. I've never dealt with mice before, so I thought that was normal. Yeah, so we had the mice. That was for that science project, and that was the weirdest. They weren't pets. I don't remember.
Did you ever have a llama?
No. My parents now have
donkeys.
Donkey. And a mule, although he looks just like a pony. He looks more like a pony than a mule.
Pony mule?
Oh.
They had ducks, didn't they? They flew away.
Ducks.
They had a goat, but what happened to him?
He died. And they recently just had two donkeys that
died.
They
had chickens, too. What happened to them? They got eight. Okay, well, any other animal stories? Do you ever have snakes?
But now my mom has a little shih tzu that hated you from the moment it met you.
Yeah, he's a devil dog. Ever since I met this...
And it's the only... Like, you're the only person this dog hates.
Yeah, I know. It's I think that dog is like... has a demon in it. Obviously, it's out to get me. No other dogs do that. I'm pretty good with animals.
You're the only person this dog
I know.
Like
I guess what happened was when we first met, at some point I made him mad and he hasn't gotten over it.
And he remembers. That's what's crazy.
I know, for like 10 years.
Yeah, he's an older dog now, I guess, but he's...
So, I will open the door to the house, and he goes crazy from the other side of the house. Only me, no one else. And, I mean, he would, like, bite me if I was smaller. Remember that time we were outside doing Easter eggs or something, and your dad and me were horsing around, and I jumped on his back? And then that dog ran up and tried to bite my leg?
Yeah.
Because I jumped on your dad? No devil dog.
Bite you too, jumping on my
yeah,
head.
And it's wow. And the weird thing is his name's Pappy, which is a weird name for a devil dog. I'm gonna start.
This is Pappy too. Remember?
I'm gonna start. No, Pappy's the one that hates
Pappy
me.
Pappy too. There was a first Pappy who liked you.
Oh well, Pappy too. I'm gonna start calling him Lucifer. I'm gonna start calling him Beelzebub.
Yeah, that was the funny thing because a friend told me a few months ago, because I was like, well, none of these dogs have been working out since Augie. You know, we had Augie, and Augie was just so great. And since then, it's like, I have no patience for the dog. You know, like, no, I love animals, but like, I don't know if it's because having children or whatever, and just another responsibility. I don't know. I've always done good with animals, but.
So what'd your friend say?
Anyway.
Suck it up, be a responsible pet owner.
I am a responsible pet owner, but I was saying, like, far as like with Toby and Buddy and all that, you know.
Yeah, you kind of took him back quick, like a day later.
No. So a friend said it's because I haven't really gotten over Augie, and that until we really get over Augie, which has been 6-7 years now.
You can never get over your first love.
No, stop. That, yeah, you're not really ready for like another pet, like to deal with all of it, and that when you are really over it, you'll just like fall in love with another
animal.
I think that's what it is because
Toby was close, but he was untamed and kept tripping Ariana. Smelly, he's not even close to being the right one.
He is.
No, he's hideously freakish looking. And
I don't care about how he looks. He's.
I do.
Well, he's growing on me on his looks. He looks like Chewbacca. That's why I named him Chewie.
I told you what he looked like in the other podcast.
Anyway, he looks like Chewie. But anyway, so he's sweet, and Ariana loves him, so that's what's important. He doesn't jump on her, so that's good. So right now, we're stuck with Chewie.
What else you got on your list?
Well, the next pet I'm going to get is a rooster. Just kidding.
I wouldn't mind having chickens, because then you have eggs.
No.
Well, come on, you have eggs. We need to be self-sustained.
We are self-sustained with our garden. But
one cucumber?
We have thousands of cucumbers until the freeze.
We did not have thousands. We had five, and then the rest of them died.
We had a lot.
Sarah, you cannot feed a family on five cucumbers.
Wow, you're forgetting all the cucumbers we had until the freeze. But anyway, so.
Chickens will be easy.
we're not going to have chickens in the city.
We are like 20 feet from the city limits.
I don't like chickens.
But no, you chickens. Get free eggs.
I don't like them. You can deal with them. I don't like chickens.
You don't deal with them. You just let them run around.
Oh, that's a story. I remember being 4 or 5, I guess, and we were visiting some friends. Anyway, they raised chickens, I believe. This was another traumatic childhood memory.
Yeah, a lot of traumatic childhood memories.
You do.
Pets. You mean you do.
But anyway, so, yeah, I remember us sitting outside on the back porch steps watching her dad put the chicken's head on this little tree stump. And because you could, like, anyway, you put the chicken's head and you would make him look at the little tree stump and he wouldn't move. It's like they get hypnotized. And they'll just sit there like this, like with their little beak thing, and they chop off their heads. And yeah, he was lining them up and just doing that. Oh. Yeah, that's a great memory. but the crazy
thing.
That
explains a lot.
No, the crazy thing is I remember he would chop off their heads, but then their bodies would start flopping all around the yard. And that was the scariest thing because they had no heads, and blood would be gushing. Squirting.
Wow.
They're flapping. It's like my own little horror movie. Beat that, sucker.
So, is there any other animal stories?
Well, one time, we had this pet coon. Raccoon.
What?
But it wasn't working out so well.
Wow, go figure. You had a pet raccoon?
Yeah.
When was that?
I don't know, 10, 11. So,
how'd you get a pet raccoon?
Since I was a baby. I don't know where it came from.
You stole it from his mommy.
Then, anyway, it wasn't working out, so my mom ended up stabbing it. Anyway, made a little coon hat.
You're joking, right?
Oh, that is deleted out.
You're joking, right?
Yes.
Did you really have a raccoon pet?
No.
Man, you're
all
freaking
that
me out.
Out.
No, that's awesome.
But
story.
Anyway, my mom, when she was growing up, they lived in the country, and so they raised like hogs and all that, and they did their own butchering and all that, and made their own sausage, and she learned to gut and skin a deer and.
Yeah, my parents did all that.
Yeah, but my mom. So, like, anytime my brothers go deer hunting and they kill a deer, my mom is the one who had to show how to skin a deer.
Well, thanks for listening to TubaCast episode 16. If you want to check out the website, it's ctupa.com. ctupa.com. You can email me at christophertuba@hotmail.com. If you have any show ideas, topics, or if you'd like to guest host with me and Sarah, or me and Matthew and my dad. And till then, laters.
Laters, gators.
Bye.
Aw, you need to redo the whole thing, Christopher. You're out of control. You just had one beer.